But that's something else. That's not the intestines.
What is chitlin?
Well, it's some part of the rind, because chitlins are hard and crunchy.
Is cracklins that you mentioned?
Yeah.
And have you ever heard of anything called hasplet or harsplet?
No.
And if meat's been kept too long and it doesn't taste right, you'd say that it's done what?
Spoiled.
And a person who kills and sells meat would be a
butcher.
And what can you make with the meat from the head of the hog?
Oh. All right, there is a word for that. I don't know.
Do you ever hear of souse or head cheese or hog cheese?
Head cheese and souse, both. Yeah.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah.
What about something made out of the liver?
No. No.
Do you ever hear of anything called scrapple or cripple or pawnhog?
Yeah, I've heard of scrapple.
What's scrapple?
But scrapple's not necessarily made out of the liver. I thought it was just what was left out of everything else. Just sort of the tail end.
Is it prepared a special way or just...
No, I'd say it was frequently cooked with scrambled eggs or something, because it's just the leftovers.
And do you ever hear of making anything out of the blood?
Yeah. But never have tried that either.
What can you make out of it?
I don't know.
And say if you had some butter that was kept too long and it didn't taste right, you'd say the butter was...
I'd say the butter was bad. Now milk goes blinky, but butter is just bad.
What if you let milk sit and it gets kind of thick, you call it?
Clabber.
And what can you make with that?
Cottage cheese.
And the first thing you do after milking to get the impurities out?
Pasteurize.
Or, like, people used to pour it through a cloth or something to get hairs and things out that say they were. Well, what would you say you were doing to anything if you were pouring it through a fine cloth?
I'd strain it.
And say someone had a good appetite and say he sure likes to put away his...
Vittles.
Okay. What is vittles?
Just food. Any kind of food.
And
ordinary, everyday type food.
Uh-huh. Is that a term you'd use much? Or is it just sort of joking? Or?
No, that's something I'd probably use.
Uh-huh. And food taken between regular meals, you'd call that a...
Snack.
And something kind of like a fruit pie, maybe it's made out of apples, and it's got several layers of apples and strips of dough, you'd call that a...
Cobbler.
Do you ever hear of an apple slump or... Family pie or deep apple pie?